ABC News, I'm Lionel Moyes. The Hollywood strike is expanding with actors walking off the job and joining the picket line Friday.
For the first time in 63 years, both actors and writers will be on strike. Labor tensions now set to paralyze Hollywood.
LA is a union town!
SAG-AFTRA, the union representing actors, voting to hit the picket lines after negotiations with the organization that represents studios and streamers broke down.
ABC's Matt Gutman, dangerous and deadly conditions, a confirmed fatality in the severe flooding in Vermont. Officials say a 63-year-old died of drowning in his home. The state is bracing for even more rain.
The streets of Montpelier are now lined with gigantic piles of furniture and other items that were ruined in this week's flooding. Officials say they're monitoring the dams for more potential flooding, and they've had the National Guard preemptively position their teams for more possible water rescues.
ABC's Trevor Ault. This is ABC News. Actors can't go to movie premieres now because of the strike, but one film squeezed one in just ahead of the deadline. ABC's Jason Nathanson in Hollywood.
It was likely the last premiere before the strike shut everything down. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer making its London debut Thursday night. The actors ending up walking out before the screening because the strike vote had just come down. But before that, on the red carpet, star Kenneth Branagh says he's ready to pick it.
There's an existential threat to, you know, the industry that needs to be addressed. It's being addressed. It's a painful process, but it has to be done.
Oppenheimer opens in theaters next weekend. Jason Athens in ABC News, Hollywood.
Legendary group Duran Duran announced a cancer benefit concert at the Guild Theater in California next month. This comes after news that former band member and guitarist Andy Taylor was diagnosed with stage 4 prostate cancer. The show will benefit UK-based charity The Cancer Trust. Pre-sale tickets go on sale Monday, and the general sale opens up Wednesday of next week. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on, along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to The Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.